Blog Talk Radio.
Don't come to me, don't come to me, don't come to me.
goes off. It's Jess Kelly.
Marcus, okay, you dished some tea earlier, right? About the new house, right? Listen, why my daughter just told me that, girl, I'll tell you when we get off the show, girl. That's a phone.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, let me tell y'all something, honey, okay? I came home from prison, honey, okay? And you know when I came home from prison, Miss Fay, you know, I am, bitch, the pioneer. Okay, and one of the blueprints of Blog Talk Radio after Tom motherfucking Blumenthal, honey. And so I deemed my good girlfriend legend, Miss Thing, honey. It's the one, it's the only, it's the legendary Jason motherfucking Bridges. It's on our airwaves with us. How you doing, Jason?
I am here. I am here.
Hey, Jason. Happy New Year.
I hope y'all know Miss Thing on the motherfucking. We have not been on the air in about 4 to 5 motherfucking weeks, honey, okay? So I hope you motherfucking hoes are ready tonight, bitch. And I hope y'all here to bring the motherfucking shit, bitch. Because y'all know once y'all start, bitch, girl, y'all already know, bitch. Once y'all start, bitch, that riles me up. And I'm ready. Guns is in my motherfucking holster, bitch. And when I gotta shoot at a bitch, I'm ready to pull him out and knock a bitch motherfucking dead, bitch. Okay. Honey, reaper. Yes, honey. What?
Well, how did you introduce yourself? Because I swear I missed it. Did you say this is the icon?
I didn't say anything, honey. But I will also, you want me to introduce myself? Let me start by introducing.
Yes,
let me start by introducing myself. Since I introduced everybody else, and I didn't introduce myself because, you know, I have my intro.
And you told everybody else.
But let me introduce y'all, okay? My name is the icon, Kelly, Miss Motherfucking Raheem. 7 letters that define me. 7 letters that speak to me. 7 letters that will never separate from me, bitch. Okay? It is many motherfucking things that motherfuckers can take from me, bitch. But like Tina Turner said, bitch, you can have everything. You can have the house, the cars, the money, the kids, and everything, bitch. But what you won't take, bitch, is my motherfucking name, bitch. How the fuck you doing?
Well, out of respect for Andre,
this is my platform.
I'm gonna refer to you on this show as the artist formerly known as Kelly Miss Rock.
Marcus, he still ain't coming to your boy Marcus unless you let him in for free.
Oh,
so,
shit.
Okay, Marcus, don't start. I told you, bitch, I'm here for the shit.
So we start now, okay.
Baby, we can start wherever the fuck y'all want to motherfucking start at, bitch, because I'm riled up and I'm ready, bitch, and it's the first show of the new year, bitch, so you got to give them what they want. And they asked me, was this Petty Monday or was this Petty Monday, and it's as petty as I can get tonight.
Well, if you being that petty, just go ahead and tell them that you're not a Miss Rahim.
I can tell them what.
That's your name, Miss Rahim. That's what
y'all want me to. You see, y'all trying to get the tea. Y'all trying to get the tea out of me, bitch. Okay, before I get to Atlanta. Okay, you gotta wait until January 20th at Atlanta, the Atlanta Awards Ball, honey. I'm booked and motherfucking busy at Atlanta. So if you're in the Atlanta area, if you're in Alabama or in the surrounding areas, North Carolina, South Carolina, any of those places, honey, and you wanna come and check out the girl, honey, she'll be hot. Atlanta, January 28th in Hotlanta, where she'll be hosting the red carpet. Everyone that comes in the building must come through me and see me before they get in the building in Atlanta. Oh, I'm here for the motherfucking shit, bitch. Oh, I stay booked and busy, honey. It's always about a coin, bitch. Thing. You know, I'm not just going to be going to the ball for free and coming back home, bitch, that girl, and, you know, and don't know where the next shit is coming from. I'm just saying. That's the lines. The lines are full, Naima, because the girls already knew, bitch, I was coming.
Yes.
Yes. So what's the tea? What's on y'all agenda that y'all want to talk about? Y'all know y'all talk and I bark.
Well, we're going to let you calm down. We'll talk to you in a few.
I'm calm. Trust and believe the Atlanta Awards for in Atlanta. They have a red carpet at the Atlanta Awards for, and I'll be hosting the red carpet in Atlanta. Make sure you come out. Make sure, and to all you girls that's out there, honey, okay? To you girls that's out there, honey, okay? To the front, it's going to be the red carpet. The girls are going to come through the red carpet, and it's a surprise category on the red carpet, okay? Whoever looks the best, my viewers that is on the live, we're going to pick the top five people that look the best out of everybody that comes through the red carpet. And whoever the top five people are, we're going to narrow them down to two people, okay? And then y'all going to pick those two people. Everybody that's on the live is going to pick the top two people, and they're going to get a prize, a cash prize, from just walking the red carpet.
Well, now it's not a surprise. If it was a surprise category, you'd have just did it at the end.
Well, I'm just saying, no, it's not a surprise, Miss Thing. I'm saying they're going to get a prize. They're going to get a cash prize.
No, at the beginning, no, sister. At the beginning of the statement, you said it's a surprise.
Oh,
category.
Well, I fucked up, girl. You know I always fuck up shit, bitch, girl. Please. Okay? Well, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm going to calm down and y'all talk.
So, for real, while you calm it down, we can go ahead and give our condolences to the House of Revlon. They lost the logo. So our condolences to the House of Revlon. Loco, a former underground member as well. So our condolences to his family and friends.
Well, definitely.
Yes.
It was a definitely.
We definitely sent our condolences out to the House of Revlon for Loco's passing. Okay. We also definitely sent our condolences out to the House of Extravaganza for Grandfather Hector Extravaganza. He passed away. He passed away the day before New Year's. Okay, so we definitely send our condolences out to the House of Extravaganza as well. You know, it's really crazy. Like, you know, that at this day and age that we're losing so many people in ballroom. Every time you turn around, it's rest in peace to somebody on Facebook and on Instagram and stuff and things of that nature. You know, it's really sad.
Yes. Oh, well, I guess we ain't did on a few weeks either. And also our condolences to the family and friends of Lady E in Chicago.
Come on, Lady
Chicago,
E.
You know, she was a...
Oh, and we got to also... Lady E, yes, definitely to Lady E. And we also got to send our condolences out to the House of Tsunami for Pam Tsunami from Boston that passed away as well. We definitely sent our prayers out to the House of Tsunami as well for the passing of Pam as well. You know, it's been a lot of people that has been passing away in the last couple of weeks. And, well, over this whole year, a lot of people have passed away, and we have lost so many people that you have just seen out at functions and hanged out with and kiki'd with and had a drink and had a bump with and all types of things that all passed away and all types of things and stuff. So, you know, it's be a gagger.
Yes,
let me say something about
the
non-dimension bump, and I'm gonna make this real quick. It is an epidemic in Ohio right now, where girls are the guys are selling people cocaine, and it is straight fentanyl, and it is killing people in Ohio inside of our teens. One of my nieces, I've watched her transition from when she was 12 years old. She's 30 now. She just died over the last week from laced cocaine and fentanyl. Four or five people have been in the hospital in Cleveland alone with their fentanyl things. So just be careful. I'm not going to tell you to do drugs or not, but just be careful who you buy from and what you do, because what they're selling people right now is killing people.
Yeah, it's the truth. You know, we're not going to sit here and promote people doing drugs and things of that nature. But if you're going to get your bump or you're going to get your Tina or whatever you're going to get, make sure you get it from somebody that you know that you've been getting it from. Stop dealing with new people and all types of things, because they are out here and they're taking y'all out with things that is not really what it seems to be. Okay? Really. Okay, I'm just saying.
Okay, but I know the callers ain't looking for those old positive messages that we keep progressing. Girl, only get to the shit, girl.
No, we can start positive, honey. You know this is, you know, it's like Tina. You know I said I'm Tina, bitch. So you know you got to start off easy, honey. It didn't get rough. Okay, got to start off easy, honey, and then get rough, honey, because we're rolling. We're rolling down the river. We're rolling.
So what the fuck is going on?
Well, I've been hearing there are a lot of departures from a lot of houses in the past few weeks. The kids are hitting it.
In mass roots.
Why are the kids hitting it from these houses? What houses are they hitting it from?
I don't think any major house is exempt right now.
Oh, no major houses?
Are exempt.
No major houses are exempt.
Right.
Oh, no major houses are exempt?
No.
Yes.
Oh. Well, maybe we could get some of these houses to call in, but you know the girls don't like us over here, honey. You know, on this network. Maybe we'll break the story over here, and then they'll call us Rodney and them show and make a statement and stuff on Rodney and them show. You know they don't like us over here, honey. But
the kids, but the ballroom is saying that they are just getting kind of fed up and tired of old leadership. They feel like the old girls are suffocating them, and they are making the old girls know it this quarter.
Oh, they tired of the old bitches. These old bitches don't know how to sit down, bitch, and get their motherfucking priorities together, Miss Thing Girl. They just want to keep running it after every motherfucking ball, Miss Thing Girl, like it's motherfucking crap, like it's addiction, bitch. I'm just saying.
Well, speaking of old bitches, condolences go out to Stuart on the loss of everything that he owned in the massive fire.
Wow. So
we definitely got everybody definitely, and I hear he has a GoFundMe. So if somebody has the link to Stuart GoFundMe, can you post it underneath this
Hold
video?
On.
Stuart had a fire in his home and lost everything that he had in his home. Please, if you can, if you can spare a dollar, $2, $3, whatever it may be, please definitely go.
Hold on,
and
Kelly.
Yes.
One second. Yes. You have the legendary Directly Mother of the Seven Letters on the line.
The artist formerly known as
Hey, Marvin!
Yes.
Marcus,
what's
it's a new
tea,
year.
Marlin?
You can't. What's going on? The lines
yes,
are
the
full.
Lines,
the
lines
are
full.
Yes. Like, what is the tea? What is supposed to be dropping tonight? Marcus, you got some tea?
I always
new leadership and all types of shit is dropping and stuff and things of that nature and shit, honey, you know. TV personalities coming out and debuting and things of that nature and shit. I'm just saying.
Oh my God. Wow.
So, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do is we're also going to have a contest to help Kelly rename her artist formerly known as House. So if you have any suggestions, please inbox them over to us.
Marcus, I don't need Marcus.
Girl.
I don't need to rename anything, Marcus, okay? Bitch, you know it's 2019, okay? And
you
know
how
things.
Name, sister. You're not a Ms. Rahim. You got kicked out, girl. You got kicked out.
Y'all know how things run, honey. Okay, bitch. Y'all know how things run and how things move.
You
and
Ms.
Rahim
is in denial, girl.
That man says you are not in his house no more. We have to respect him.
The way things moved in 1992 is not the same way they moved in 2019. Things moved totally different, okay? Know that.
Kelly, he told you he could
you
do a van all by himself. Right, you could
you
he could do a van all by himself.
You got kicked out of your house, girl. And you ain't the first.
I'm not making nobody do bad, honey. They doing bad all by themselves already.
You can't hide in this man's house, girl. You and Miss Marlin, girl,
right.
Click, girl.
You talk about hijacking what?
Y'all can't hijack this man's legacy, bitch. Get your own house.
I'm not hijacking.
Y'all got kicked out, girl.
I'm not hijacking. I'm not hijacking anything, honey, okay? I'm just here. I'm just around. That's just what I am. I'm just around, honey, okay?
Well, callers, if y'all have any new house name suggestions for Kelly and Marlon, help them come up with a new name. That,
we're
Marlon
definitely
might
here for
cash
it.
Prize if it's cute. We're here for it tonight. So press one.
Marcus, so is this what we're going to do?
Well, you know, you know
why.
I'm
going to
hijack Scott of his thing. I'm going to hijack his Scott of his thing, girl, since I'm just hijacking everything else.
Well, you know what, Kelly? You can't do that.
Well, Marcus,
because
hold on,
we already have our affairs in order.
Well, hold on, Marcus. Is there any room for us over there in Escada?
Sure, Marlon. You can definitely become a member. You're very talented.
What about Kelly?
I can't go to
Escada, Miss Thing, bitch. They don't want me, Miss Thing Girl. They looking for new young blood, Miss Thing Girl. I'm just as old as the old bitches that we talking about, Miss Thing. They don't want me over there.
Well,
bitch,
let me ask
they
y'all.
They looking for young fresh blood in Escada. They got a job and got careers and things of that nature. You know, I'm an old bum bitch just saying that don't do nothing but just sit here on the motherfucking radio show and talk motherfucking shit today. So I can't be a starter.
Oh, yeah. You got to pay your dues to stay in the house. No shame.
You got to pay your dues. The girls are getting kicked out of a starter booth for not paying their dues.
I can't afford no dues and all types of shit, this thing, bitch, okay? And I'm looking for bitches. I'm about to go on the road, Miss Thing Girl, and my mini coupe, Miss Thing. And I'm looking for bitches that can sponsor my hotel room and my gas and all types of things when I get on the road, Miss Thing. My Cash App is Jess Kelly, JUSSKELLY. So if you're in a house and you can't sponsor my gas and my hotel and shit like that for me to get to the functions and shit, bitch, then I can't be a part of your house.
Kelly, the community already bought you a computer, girl. Now you want them to get you the ball, too?
Oh, well, now, I need gas money, Miss Thing. I need my motel money, Miss Thing, girl. And I need to get to all the functions for free, Miss Thing, bitch. I'm just saying. What? Why are y'all going out like that?
I want to get off of that. I want to talk about something else.
Everything that we're talking about is gonna always wind up coming back to something. But I'm just saying, can we talk about surviving Kelly or Kelly?
Let me say this, Kelly, because I had a call yesterday with somebody that is a Mizrahi, and someone accused her of holding them down and, you know, sucking their dick or whatever. And she feels that it's an extreme attack on her character, that the person lied on her. She sent me a bunch of screenshots of the person, you know, trying to be cool with her, whatever. I can't verify the claims because that's just, I wasn't there. But she didn't really feel like her character was attacked, and she just did not really appreciate it. So I don't know. With the Me Too thing is at a ballroom, I think maybe we need to be a little bit more cautious about just throwing labels on people, because a lot of us have done things that's not probably in the best light of other things, but I wouldn't necessarily call some of the things I've done rape or sexual abuse.
I want to thank the legendary Tiny West for definitely bringing up this topic, honey, you know, surviving the icons and legends of ballroom, honey, okay? Because it's a lot of motherfuckers, bitch, and a lot of kids have been making posts and making statuses and dropping screenshots and all types of things with these different legends and icons and things that have sexually molested them and touched them and all types of things. And it's a shame that we have these pedophiles and are seen amongst us. Okay? Bitch. When are we going to say enough is enough in this scene, bitch? Y'all need to keep your hands to yourself. Keep your dicks to yourself, honey, okay? Because it's a shame, okay? It's really a shame for you to be as old as you are, messing with these children as young.
I totally agree. While we're on that too, while we're surviving ballroom,
Kelly,
we also
you
need to be
surviving.
I muted myself.
Yeah, now you we can hear you again.
I wasn't muted. I just shut up.
Oh. No.
Oh. But we also need to start talking about surviving Ed Buck too. Do y'all remember the young man that overdosed in the political donor's house last year in West Hollywood? Well,
yes.
Another black young man has been found dead in this man's house. That's number two. So
he ain't going to jail because he's part of politics. He's not going to jail. Bitch, they ain't lock him up for the first black boy that died, bitch, and they ain't going to lock him up for this one that died, bitch, okay? Let me tell you something. I had to take care of some business the other day, right? And as I was sitting taking care of the business that I was taking care of, it was this young black boy, and he was gay, okay? This white man came and sat next to him and was having a conversation with him, okay? And I'm sitting here taking care of my business, and I'm eating my motherfucking Wendy's as I'm taking care of my business. You know, you say you're supposed to be eating in these offices and things, but bitch was hungry, bitch, so I was eating my Wendy's, honey. You know, I got my four for five, honey, and they got me an extra side of motherfucking nuggets with honey mustard sauce, honey, and pink lemonade. So I'm sitting there and I'm eating my food, child, and I don't mean to be nosy, but I look over and I see the black boy, and he's talking to the Caucasian man. And the Caucasian man asks him, does he party? So now I'm getting mad because, you know, I know what party means, bitch. So now I turn around being a big black nosy bitch, and I look at the gay boy like, bitch, you better not sit here and have this conversation with him and talk to him, you know. And he said, no, I don't do those type of things. And then the white guy kept talking to him and trying to say, oh, I really like you and all types of things and stuff. Baby, those are the ones out here that is getting y'all hooked to these things. And they say once you lick that shit once, it ain't no coming back from it. Okay, so when these guys are asking y'all do y'all party and things of that nature, and y'all don't know the definition to partying and things, when they ask y'all do y'all party, that means do you do crystal meth? That's the type of person that you need to stay away from, because that person don't give a fuck about you, and they're just trying to get you addicted and trying to get you strung out and use you as a sex object. Please stay away from. I looked at that boy, honey, and I kept staring at him, and I kept staring at that Caucasian guy, bitch, like, baby, you won't get this one, honey, okay? You definitely won't get this one. Not while I'm sitting here, you won't get this one. But, yeah, it's just a mess. It needs to stop. It needs to stop. It really needs to stop. A lot of things really need to stop, okay? And if you have been a victim, I'm being serious right now. If you have been a victim by a legend or icon, and I'm talking about really been a victim, not just trying to scandalize somebody's name and make a joke about the situation. If you have been a victim, you need to speak up and you need to tell somebody. You need to voice your opinion and let it be known, so we can take and get these people out of our scenes and out of our midst. Don't make it a joke or make it something like it's funny, okay? Because when they started the Me Too movement, it was not about being funny or slanderizing somebody's name. It was people that was really assaulted and really physically and mentally damaged by somebody doing something to them that they did not want done to them. So if it happened to you, say something to someone. Say something to someone about it. No one should touch you in any type of inappropriate way that you don't want to be touched. No one should invite you over to their hotel or to their home and as you're asleep, they're touching you or doing something to you that you don't want done to you. No, it should not happen. Okay? If someone is twice your age, you should not be out here fucking with them, bitch. It's no shade, bitch. It's no reason why somebody that is 45 is messing with someone that's 18 or messing with someone that's 20. It is no reason why. Y'all have nothing in motherfucking common with each other. Y'all can't even barely hold a motherfucking conversation with each other, okay? The person that's probably 18 can hold a better conversation than the person that's 45 or 50 or 60 years old, bitch, because they can't really even hold a conversation. The only thing they looking at you, bitch, is for sex, bitch, okay? Because there ain't nothing that y'all have in common that y'all can talk about, okay? Your mouth, your ass is not worth a motherfucking vote, because 9 times out of 10, even though you suck them or you fuck them, they still ain't going to give you their vote or give you a motherfucking 10, bitch. You will gag, they will still chop you at the end of the motherfucking day. And then you sitting here looking stupid, bitch, and then you going and telling your girlfriend, well, bitch, I just was at her hotel room and sucked her dick and fucked her or she fucked me or whatever, and that bitch can't even vote for me, bitch. They don't give a fuck about it, bitch. I'm just saying. I'm just keeping it real with y'all. I'm keeping it 100% with y'all, honey, okay? There's nothing that someone in their 40s and their 50s and 60s got in common with someone that is 18 to 25. It is nothing they have in common with each other.
But
nothing
can I
at all.
Go ahead and speak out. Yeah, I'm going to speak out because I said I wasn't going to do this because she asked me not to, but Kelly me too'd me, okay? Kelly came to my house, and she kept asking me to give me oral sex, and I kept telling her no. And she started to pressure me, because, you know, I fight, you know, I beat you up, all this and all that. And it really, really traumatized me for a long time. And so I'm just speaking out on it now.
Amaya, you're not the only one. When we were in North Carolina for Three Kings weekend, Kelly and I were in a U-Haul, and she just reached down in between my legs and just took my manhood.
Well, like I told y'all when we had our situation, you can't rape the bullet, Miss That Girl. Y'all was willing to give it up, Miss That Girl. So, baby, Jason gave me the look, Miss That Girl, like she wanted it, Miss That. So I gave her what she wanted. Amaya, Miss Thing, we was in Chicago. We was in Chicago about 7 years ago, Miss Thing Girl. This is back when we used to get stoned, Miss Thing Girl. And she looked real tasty, Miss Thing Girl. So I bent her over, Miss Thing Girl, and I slid all up in her back, Miss Thing. I'm just saying.
But I didn't ask for that. Like, you raped me.
Neither did I.
Well, I thought you wanted it, Amaya, because the way you was tuning it up and throwing it back, Miss Thing, I thought you really wanted it, Miss Thing, girl. Bitch, I ain't never knew nobody to hug the walk the way you was walking, Miss Thing.
I'm just saying, Kelly, I was more ballroom and know that you're a predator, and they should be careful of you in private settings.
Yes, 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 Jacob, you can't rape the willing. She was willing to throw it up in the air, Miss Thing. She even pulled her phone to the side.
But I wasn't willing. I was not willing.
Marcus paid for the U-Haul, and he told me Jason wanted me to take him around the corner, so I took him around the corner.
So you're an accomplice, Marcus.
I don't know. Those are two consenting adults.
But I did not consent to anything but helping you Three Kings weekend. That's all I consented to do.
Well, you helped Kelly as well.
Wait. Somebody is writing something. I had sex with London when he was 16. He told us on the show. Who? Oh, my. No. Baby, what are you talking about, Lewis Harrison?
What happened?
He said he had sex with London when he was 16. He told us
He's saying, did you have sex with London when he was 16?
Who was London?
London from
Who's
Florida.
London
from Florida.
Ms. Rahi, the artist formerly known as?
That child who used to date Danny and Jasmine.
No?
That child. I don't know what are you talking about? Who the fuck is London and the child?
He's talking
that,
about
Corey. I never
he's
knew
old,
a Jasmine then.
He's talking about
Corey.
He's talking about Corey.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
He wasn't a minor, okay. I don't sleep with minors, okay. So y'all got your facts wrong, baby, okay. Cause I don't sleep with minors, honey, okay, bitch. That ain't never what I do, honey. Okay, bitch. Oh, work, honey. Oh, you know, on a positive note, I keep my girl joints alive. On a positive note, let me get to some positive shit. So y'all know for years I've been saying, you know, when I commentate balls and things of that nature, I tell the girls all the time, if you can vogue to motherfucking anything, honey. Okay. Y'all know I'm blocked on my ballroom page, so I can't share the motherfucking video. But if you go to Jess Precious's page on Facebook, okay, I think that she posted it up today or yesterday. Precious was on West 4th Street the other day, and I don't know if it was a violin player or what was playing in the background, but Precious was throwing the nasty motherfucking hands to that motherfucking, like, it was like a symphony beat, bitch, and she was just throwing the nasty fucking hands and catching every motherfucking beat to the motherfucking violinist or whoever was playing in the motherfucking train station, bitch. So when you can vote, bitch, and you a bitch that can vote, bitch, you can vote to anything. So shout out to motherfucking Precious, bitch, because those hands to that motherfucking symphony beat that they was playing in the train station, bitch, and you was just voguing down, bitch, that is what you call voguing to anything. They can put on a hip-hop beat, a reggae beat, bitch. You can vogue to a trumpet, a violinist, bitch. You can motherfucking vogue to any motherfucking thing, bitch. It was a violinist, bitch. Shout out to Precious for voguing to the violinist motherfucking beat in the motherfucking train station, bitch. Because if you can vogue, bitch, you can vogue to anything, bitch. Not just the Letitia Hall. I'm just saying. Okay. I wanted to bring a little positive to the show, honey, and stuff, honey. But I'm just saying, honey, okay? Hey, Nicole! Shout out to Nicole S. Bowles for just joining our motherfucking live. How are you doing, Nicole? Honey, okay? Yes. Here. So what else y'all want to talk about? Was there any balls or anything that happened?
Yes, there were balls. Do we have any callers, Kelly?
Do we have any callers? Anybody that's on the line that want to talk, please feel free to press 1 at this time. The phone lines and the doors to the church are not open. Okay.
Y'all girls, pack these phone lines out for the shade, girl, and then y'all sit on here and be mute and then want to talk and send inboxes later, girl. Don't send no inboxes to the girls, because you're not going to be discussing that.
You know they definitely gonna send their inboxes early, honey. Okay. Well, before we get to Philly on First Fridays, honey, because y'all know I was in Philly this past Friday for First Fridays, honey. Baby, but before we get to Philadelphia, it was some things before First Fridays, honey. Okay, that we could talk about. Hey, Brooklyn Mona, you're still around, girl. How are you doing?
Oh shit.
What's going on, Brooklyn motherfucking Mona? It's been a motherfucking minute since we have seen you, honey. And I've seen your post that you posted in the Jess Kelly group and asked, do the girls still post in this group? Do the girls still post in your group, honey? Because I see it's really mute in there as well. I see it's still mute in your group as well, Miss Brooklyn Mona, honey. But you want to know if the girls still post in the Jess Kelly Network group, honey? Okay, they still post when we post, honey. You know, one thing about the Jess, the JUSS, she can always take a vacation, bitch. But whenever she comes back, the kids are always here. For the motherfucking shit. I'm just saying. Are you still around? Yeah, sonny.
No callers.
You talk about that's a lie, Brooklyn Mona. It's not a lie, Brooklyn Mona. I left Brooklyn Mona. I left for, what was it, 677 days, bitch, and I came back with the jump off, Brooklyn. Bitch, I ain't going no motherfucking place, Brooklyn. Girl, please, honey, I've been on a five-week motherfucking break finding myself, bitch, and I'm back. And the girls are still tuning in. We're live on Facebook. We're live on YouTube. We're live on two Instagram pages, Brooklyn. And they're still tuning in. And they're still checking for me, bitch. They're going to always be checking for me, Brooklyn. Okay? Kelly, clear the lines. Okay, y'all want me to clear the lines? Okay, I'm clearing the lines, so get ready to call in. I'm clearing the lines. They say clear the lines, honey. I'm clearing the lines. I'm clearing the lines. The lines are clear. The doors of the church is not open. If you want to call in, 646-668-8783 is the number to the church. Call in.
Why did Nicole need to apologize to Dick Johnson?
Apologize to Dick Johnson
for
what?
Somebody just said that Nicole apologized to Dick Johnson. Why did Nicole need to apologize to Dick Johnson?
Well, from what we got, because we really don't talk about dicks around here. But since Nicole brought it up, honey, you know, and things of that nature. From what we got, Nicole, the whole Dick Johnson fiasco, honey, was a lie, honey. And the children have screenshots to back up his allegations of being sexually molested and held down and being and having his cock sucked and things of that nature. From what we got, Nicole, that it was a lie, Nicole. So we're not going to talk about things that is a lie, baby, unless they have concrete evidence to go along with their statements that they're posting up, honey. Okay? And I'm just saying. I just read them, honey.
Well,
I think
they're saying
that. I got a whole
bunch
of private callers.
I'm saying, I think they're saying that Nicole needs to apologize because wasn't Dick raising the money for Deja? And then,
yeah. And he said that Deja wanted the money for malt liquor.
They was raising money for Deja for what?
They said Deja wanted malt liquor and weed.
They set up a GoFundMe for Deja, and you know, because she was talking about not having food at sometimes in the month. And then I guess they had raised some money, and she wanted the money for, you know, for some things that the people didn't feel as though was appropriate.
Yeah, it was a big juice. They said she wanted malt liquor, 211 to be exact.
Oh, my God. I'm not judging.
Y'all are
not
so
judging.
Mean.
I'm not judging.
I told you what
was clear. I'm not judging, but I'm judging.
My heart is torn.
I'm definitely judging.
It's my offering.
211.
At the throne.
That's what they're saying, baby. I don't know what that woman drinks, and I don't know what she do. I'm just telling you what we're saying.
On your glory.
And while we're here, have we figured out, like, Marlon, have you made your donation to help with Gay Tay?
Well, it's all
yes,
covered.
The money is
covered.
Everything is settled and paid.
So he's finally laid to
rest. Everything is covered. Well, the process is started. Everything is paid for. Yes.
I want to thank everybody. I definitely do want to thank everybody that definitely did donate to the Gay Tay GoFundMe page to definitely get that boy laid to rest. Okay. And
but let me say this: while you're being positive, we're going to get out of the house of Miss Robbie because they said it's $375 of y'all. If y'all could give Andre $25 for his birthday, y'all could all came up with $25 and got Gay Tay done 3 months ago. So they definitely read the shit out of the house of Ms. Rahi. I want you to know that, though.
I'm formally known as Kelly, Ms. Rahi.
I'm just saying.
Hold on, we got a caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on another installment of Petty Mondays. Are you here for the shit, or are you just here?
guess I'm just here. Happy New Year to all of you. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Kelly, do any of you have a list of the icons, that all the icons and legends that the kids survived?
I be on my straight page, so I really don't be frequenting the groups. I don't really frequent the groups and things like that. So, you know, a couple of things have came to my inbox and things of that nature, and other groups that I do frequent in. But I'm not going to pick anybody's name out there like that, because I don't want anyone to try to sue me and things of that nature. It is 2019, and I'm working on my Jeff Kelly LLC, so I'm not trying to have nobody have any attorneys and things contacting me and things like that.
Well, someone should get a list together.
Lewis Harrison, whoever you are, do not be putting people names out there, baby, unless you get evidence to back up people names, honey.
Or say allegedly
along with those names when you put those names up there. Now, y'all girls are going to post up legends and icons' names that is doing things, honey, here on the Jeff Kelly Network. The children always come and attack me and read me, honey. So please put allegedly by their names when y'all post these things up and they come to my video and start reading and things, honey. Y'all got to put allegedly by their name, because I don't want nobody attacking me and sending me messages. Yeah. But go ahead,
Carla. Well, I mean, you're not gonna give me a list, so I'm trying to.
Yeah, If you go to I think it's the legendary local Mizrahi group, Ballroom Clips and Dips. They got a lot of stuff going on up in there, honey. Shout out to the legendary Tiny West for bringing this to the light. But they got a lot of posters and things up in there that you can go and see names and things of that nature. But I ain't putting nobody name out there, baby.
Oh,
okay?
Let me take a stroll over to the ballroom.
I'm waiting for my LLC to come through, bitch, and I ain't trying to have a bitch suing me.
Let me take
Marcus,
a little stroll over the ballroom clips and dips.
I've been blessed and highly favored. Yourself?
I'm good. I missed you the last show. I don't know where you were. You know, I expected you to be there,
I was preparing for Christmas. You know, the holidays are a very important time for my family. And
I thought it was a little bit too much mess for you. I thought it was like
too
messy for you.
I gotta see if you out here, right, and you surviving ballroom, the ballroom documentary, surviving ballroom, and you want to tell your story, baby, and you stay. If you want to tell your story, please hit me up in my inbox, and I'll definitely get to you, and me and my camera crew will come to you, and we'll definitely take your story down and make surviving ballroom documentary. And Brooklyn, you can definitely hit me up in my inbox, Brooklyn, and you can definitely come and sit down and tell your story, Brooklyn, because I know you don't survive a couple of people too.
Private caller, why are you leaving already? You don't have anything to say?
No, I didn't survive anybody. I mean, I'm doing great over here, you know. No, I don't have much. I just wanted to know if we could get that list. We didn't get that list.
Well, it is 2019, Carla.
You know what? I do agree with you, Tiny. Tiny said that a lot of people don't want to speak out and things because it's our favorite legends and icons that is doing these things. So nobody wants to speak out and nobody wants to say anything about it. But it needs to be.
So do you all believe, you know, Dick Johnson? I, I personally find it hard to, you know, I don't want to.
I really find it hard to believe that a dog would even touch that.
Well,
I'm not
going to
say this.
You know,
I'm gonna answer your question very unbiasedly. Like, I'm not his friend, but I am the person he accused friend. But I just know her very, very well. I've known her for over 20 years, so it's hard for me to see someone, because she's not even a very over sexual or hypersexual person. So it's just it was very hard for me to believe in reading that happened, knowing that Dick Johnson is aggressive, that he is a stand up person. I see him stand up for himself, and you know, he says he's a battle cat. So I just don't see him allowing someone to do that and him not stand up for himself. But like I said, I wasn't there, so I can't speak. I don't think
it's fair to discredit. It takes a lot to come out and address sexual abuse. And he said he was 15, so I mean, that was probably a while ago, a long time ago. So I don't think it's.
But
she
would have been about 16. She's been about 15 or 16 herself. She's only 13. She's the same age as him.
That can still be sexual assault. I mean, we're not.
No, I'm just saying, like, so it's not like what I'm saying is, it's not like it was an adult or a minor situation. And like I said, I just don't believe it. And I'm not discrediting him or coming against him. I just don't see it knowing that particular person.
I just think that it's gonna be hard for certain people because of the things that they do for people to be like. You know, for them to
listen. No,
because I don't want to say it didn't happen. I don't know.
What's that girl name? Huh?
But they.
Santonio. Okay, Santonio. I think her name was Santonio Brown. She just got clemency by the governor.
Santoya.
And she was being.
Santoya.
Yeah, she was being molested for years. Okay. She was being molested for years by different people, and that does not mean that the man that she killed, the accountant that she killed, she wanted it from him. So we can't say that. Just because someone is over-sexually active, they can be over-sexually active with different people, don't mean that they want it from that person that they was molested by.
Yeah, I agree with that, too.
So we can't say that, because it's a lot of things. You can have a person that's really promiscuous and like to have a lot of sex, but maybe that one person that they came encountered with is not the person that they wanted to have sex with.
You can be sexually abused by your husband or your wife.
Oh, absolutely.
Or your lover.
True. Well, I have a question.
Jason had a topic about taking it.
So it was a lot of parents on that show. Like, it was like a lot of parents. And, you know, we all on the phone is, you know, grown. So when we came up, it seemed like they were like kind of giving their kids away, and they wanted, I mean, they probably were hoping that their child became the next Beyonce, but
right,
you know, I think they were, I'm not saying they were willing to give their child up, but if y'all knew, it was some of those parents that said like, I heard the stories, why in the fuck would you even, you get what I'm saying, like, it wasn't sounding right, like,
allow your child in that kind of environment, basically.
Yeah, like,
let me tell you something. It's something wrong, and I'm gonna be wrong. I'm gonna be honest with you, all right? It's something physically and mentally wrong with R. Kelly, okay, even though he was molested as a child, okay, that you want to sleep with a child, okay? But it's something even wronger with the adults that was around, that knew that what he was doing and allowed it to happen to these children and never said anything to anybody, okay? That's the problem, okay? We got all of these people that run around here with this money and these motherfucking statuses and these titles and different things like that, and things are being done to people, and they're letting it go for the almighty dollar, because the almighty dollar speaks more than the motherfucking word, okay? Bitch, okay?
That ain't nobody better than anybody in this community that lets.
Okay, and no,
icon,
I'm just saying in general, because I watched the Whitney Houston documentary, okay, and I watched that a couple of weeks ago, okay, how at the age of motherfucking 15, her older brother gave her her first fucking bump. That was something. It was wrong with that. It was something wrong with these people, these grown men going to McDonald's and going to these schools and to these malls, finding these little girls and bringing these girls back to R. Kelly, but y'all grown adults. But I guess R. Kelly money
was young girls bringing their friends.
Well-being.
Kelly, it was young girls bringing their friends to R. Kelly.
And
some of the girls was bringing their they were bringing their friends to him for sex. I didn't really watching that whole documentary was something until I was side eyeing everybody until the mom actually made contact with her daughter on the fifth part when that daughter looked and saw her mother that she hadn't seen in a couple of years. That told me that cult shit. I'm not even saying a cult, but what he was doing gotta be real.
I mean, I don't know because it's like these people were saying like their kids were gone. I mean, that's with all the police in the world and all of that. Y'all mean to tell me that these underage kids, what, they came out just missing? You know what I mean? Like, nobody, the police couldn't even find them. Like, they don't.
Well,
I mean,
one parent. They pretty much signed over guardianship to somebody. One said
that
like,
was
they
the last little girl. That was
their child.
Yeah, but that was the last girl. But I don't know how they did that either because it's like the mother and the father sat on TV and was like, oh, we said that it was okay because we would make sure we will always be there with her. Then all of a sudden, y'all allowed an executive.
She turned 18. That's what happened.
She turned 18.
And then that's when it stopped. That's when she
turned 18, it stopped. You know why it stopped? Because she was no longer attractive. She was no longer attractive to him because her vagina didn't look like a vagina. Her body did not look like a child's body.
No, Kelly, he kept her. They had somebody for the record label watching her. Like an adult. You know, a custodian or guardian or that.
Yeah.
When she turned 18, legally, she didn't need one anymore. She was an adult. But he still stayed with her for a little while, you know.
He stayed with her for a little while. Until the next time he seen her, baby, and he was going to have sex with her. She didn't give him a child with her presence and everything. She gave grown women, so it was no need for him to continue to do anything with her anymore. Now he had to go find some other people, okay?
All these bitches want kids, though.
Right.
All these bitches. Most of these people were at least 17. At least.
Not all of them wasn't 17.
The girl told her
she was 17, and then she told her Sparkle's niece was 17, and then she found out when she said he didn't want her to have a conversation with the girl. She found out that the girl was 14, the same age as her child.
Right, but I'm saying when they started listening, most of these people were 17, 19. You had one bitch had already been married. You had a 33-year-old. You had a lot of 17-year-olds. You had a few 14 and 16-year-olds. But everybody
well,
was
Letitia,
17.
Well, hold on, y'all.
Most of them were
Letitia,
17
you've
and
been around. Letitia, you've been around for 30 years or more, Letitia, okay? 25 or more years, Letitia, okay? So I know you all know some of our favorite legends and icons that have touched children and fathered children in the ways that they don't want to be touched, Letitia, the icon, the pioneer, the bitch that got the motherfucking Ha renamed after Letitia Ha. Come and drop some motherfucking names, Letitia.
Well, they did say Bernie was, wouldn't Bernie get the kids high and they were and having sex with them one Ebony weekend?
Well, I mean, let's be honest here. Nobody is going to name and see. This is what I was talking to somebody about. I hate people that pick and choose their battles and pick and choose. Like, no one's going to sit there and possibly say the active ballroom leaders or older guys or whatever that's active and that's on Facebook or anything right now that can clap back. You get what I'm saying? They're not going to target them people. They're not even going to say their name.
Well,
listen, Lewis, you can name whoever you want to name, Lewis, but when you name these people, you can allegedly by their name underneath here, honey, okay? Because I'm liable for everything that happens here on this network, honey, because my name is on the motherfucking banner, okay? So when you say anybody's name, baby, say allegedly, okay? No, Letitia, I'm not starting it off, Letitia, because I don't know nobody.
Okay, well, I'm gonna just say one, and I remember this from a video on. I want to say it was a ballroom throwback video. Tony said he dated as low as 16 years old. To me, there's nothing that you have in common. You could have in common with a 16 year old. Period. And we don't want to say 40s. 50s and 60s.
Naima, let the dead stay resting, Naima.
Ooh. You ain't got nothing in common with a 16-year-old when you in your 20s or in your 30s either.
I said that
y'all
earlier.
Y'all in two different mind frames. No, Kelly, you went up to the 40s. You kind of stayed out of the 20s and 30s. I feel like you was giving, you know, a little clearance to a few people, but you said 40, 50s,
so
and 60s.
Saying, so are you saying that Beyonce and Jay-Z shouldn't be able to date or be married or when they met?
Well, yeah, I seen that on Facebook, too. I seen that on Facebook last night as well. They said Aaliyah was 15 and R. Kelly was like 20-something.
27.
He's only 10 years older than Aaliyah.
But it was still a 15-year difference. And both for the relationships.
She was 15. He was 27 when they got married.
25. He's only 10 years older than her.
Oh, I thought they said he was 12.
And it's a
12-year
difference.
They said it was a 15-year difference between Aaliyah and R. Kelly, and it was a 15-year difference between Beyonce and Jay-Z. That's what they said on the post.
Well, I'm speaking in terms of you being underage. You being underage and dating older, dating people in, you know, in their late 20s and things like that. And we watched girls do that for years. Women do that for years. You know, you in high school, she got this grown ass nigga pulling up and she jumping in the car with him. You know, pulling
y'all
off
do
shit.
Realize that some people's parents were married at 16 and 17, right?
That was back in the days, Marcus, when they had no other choice.
What
and
mean,
it was
back
arranged
in the day,
marriages.
That was done in the 80s too, the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah,
that's not
true.
That far away.
That's true. That's true, but you know, it's still, it don't look good. You 40-something years old going after 16-year-old.
Some people, great great grandmas on this phone are only 50 years old. How old you think they?
Not on this phone. Not on this phone. Everybody on this line right now is at least 30. Shit.
And their great great grandmother could be 50-something, 59.
Well, Marlon, you better tell your grandma to cut it out, because that's...
Somebody said Jay-Z gave Foxy Brown an STD when she was 17, allegedly.
And then they said that he was messing with transgender. And
oh, yeah, but I don't know if y'all watched the video, but his little brother did another video with that messy bitch unwind with Tasha K. And he revealed that it was their sister, their oldest sister, that was molesting them. Well, she was one of the people. R. Kelly got molested by multiple people. You know, there's a lot of people.
Oh, so who was the person that molested him?
His oldest sister. The oldest sister molested him and the baby brother.
Well, no.
She made the
R.
baby
Kelly
brother.
Said that he was getting touched by a guy, older guy in the neighborhood, supposedly, or something.
Yeah, yeah. But see, what the brother said was this. The brother said that she would handle them two ways. She would find something that they did. He said she never did nothing to his little brother, his oldest brother, Bruce. He said it was either him or R. Kelly that the sister would find something and not let them go outside. And he said that when he couldn't go outside, she would molest him, and the same thing would happen to Robert. So he said because of she treated them the same way, he know. He said he believes she had to be doing the same thing because she kind of handled, she pulled the same shit with the both of them.
I didn't get a chance to watch the last part because I was on my way to Philadelphia, so I didn't get a chance to watch the last part. But I got to check and see if the last part is on demand so I can go and watch the last part. But they need to stitch that bitch pussy clothes if she ain't dead.
Wait a minute. But remember, y'all remember that R. Kelly brother made a rap dissing R. Kelly saying that he messed around with, you know, homosexuals.
Well, you heard him talk about he made a girl cut her hair to look like a like a tomboy.
No, did you see her? Did you see her?
I don't understand. He made the girl cut her hair to look like a tomboy, and he messed with transsexuals and all types of things. But then he don't accept his trans son.
But you know what? Honestly, that's the
generational.
I hate to say it.
R. Kelly and Drea got a trans son together. His daughter is not a man. She's a trans man.
But I think that's like the generational, I want to say, curse of it all, because R. Kelly's sister molested him and his brother. R. Kelly's, that same sister, her son molested her daughter. And now R. Kelly has a daughter who's trans. I'm not going to say a generational curse, but this shit just run down. This shit has gone from each generation in their family. They have passed
somebody,
this shit on. They ain't no telling what happened to the
wait,
sister.
What are y'all started? Who is this? Let me see. Who the fuck is that? April Franklin. Why are you starting a GoFundMe page for Ira?
Oh shit.
They posted the message like 20 times back to back, and I just seen it. So go ahead. But I don't want to sit here and talk about this all night long, honey. Let's talk about some of the myths and the misses of the mini balls and balls that has happened in the last couple of weeks since we have not been online.
He in jail.
Well, before we do that, shout out to Destiny West. She is definitely like making like went viral with this combo thing with her boots and stuff.
Yeah,
she's actually on the radio, 93.9
right now. Shout out, yes, you definitely got a shout out to motherfucking Destiny motherfucking West, okay? Because I have had so many of my motherfucking straight motherfucking friends have hit me up and asked me, have I seen this video, and do I know who this person is, baby, okay? Destiny, bitch, whatever you doing over there, motherfucking DC, bitch, keep doing your motherfucking thing, bitch, and keep branding yourself, bitch, and keep continuing to make those motherfucking videos, bitch, because everybody is talking about you. From the gay community to the straight community, Destiny West. Keep doing what you doing, honey. Okay.
How old is that kid?
I think Destiny is like 18.
Right, okay. Yeah. She just finished high school. Mm-hmm.
Destiny's
the bishop
Destiny's
was accusing
like
people of being child molesters.
He better. They better call him, bitch. Don't call me, bitch. They better call the father. Bitch, they wait to call the father, Miss State Girl. They gonna be waiting, bitch, honey, okay? Please. He ain't answering the phone, bitch. He ain't even gonna write you a motherfucking letter, bitch, girl, honey, okay, bitch? And lose your motherfucking...
Who's writing letters?
He'll lose your motherfucking truck and all your TVs and all your appliances and everything while you on fucking vacation, bitch. I'm just saying.
Well, who's on a vacation?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just saying. I seen something, bitch, and it hit a spirit.
So wait a minute. They're saying
he has 43. Who the hell got 43 felonies?
They're talking about R. Kelly's older brother. He in jail for petty theft.
No,
R.
no private call.
R. Kelly's brother got 43 felonies.
Who they talking about? Who they talking about, Marcus?
Okay, so they were talking about the Foxy Brown.
Oh,
thing,
I ain't
saying
that name.
Foxy Brown is really close to Jay-Z's age, they're saying.
Oh, so, wait a minute. Oh, so Ira got 43 felonies and he locked up in Detroit?
Y'all couldn't just let it go, child. I tried to change the subject, honey.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Maybe. Hopefully he can
to him belong. What a privilege to carry.
Being that y'all didn't put nothing on gay tape books for the GoFundMe. I know he about to sit. Don't get a mansion on top of a hill.
Right about now,
you need a little bit of silver and gold.
I'd rather have Jesus, honey, than silver or gold. Okay, Lord have mercy, honey. Okay,
I have
to take
that
to church.
So to the artist formerly known as Mrs. I mean, when is this debut?
He was out the house.
Oh.
No, I'm talking about to Marlon and Kelly. When is y'all debut?
Girl, we confused. We are Miss Rahis, Miss A. What are you talking about? Did you see Marcus, did you see us post 007 or any of that? No.
No, I heard
that
the man say
that
y'all was on his house.
Hold on.
You said you heard. Okay. So let me break it down. Let me break it down to you, okay? Because you know I'm here for the shit, okay? I have not been at a ball with Andre in the building, but I will be at the MLK Awards Ball in Atlanta on January 20th. But Marlon has been in a building with Andre at a ball, and Andre and Marlon was called out as a Mizrahi, and the kids that was there chanted for Marlon as a Mizrahi, and then Marlon judged as a Mizrahi, and Andre didn't say anything when they was in the same building, but 2 days later when Andre got home, she posted up on Facebook, I wish they had stopped calling out people that's not in my house. But you could have said that when you was at the Mall of Chicago. Amaya. Amaya. Amaya.
Marcus.
Amaya.
She not here.
Oh, okay.
She is here because I'm on her phone.
She clicked
here.
Over.
Yeah, she ain't clicked over. She ain't clicked over, bitch. She just don't want to answer the question.
Well, I'm glad the feds ain't after me no more.
Bitch, if she wasn't in my house, bitch, I would have said something when I was in the building. I would have waited 2 days later, bitch, and get on Facebook and put up a post on Facebook, and we're in the same building together. Period.
Marcus, Naima left you a message.
It's on your voice.
Y'all, it is 2019. Keep it cute. Okay? I'm just saying she left you a message.
She
said she
did.
She left you a message and said she glad that the feds not knocking on her door, Marcus Escada.
Yes, Jane, I'll be home this weekend.
Put on my shoes, God, put on my shoes.
Naima, why are you starting with her, Naima? You already
put
know
on
it's
my
not
shoes,
disrespectful,
God.
Naima. So why
put
are you not at his door?
All alone is
bitch, let me tell you something,
turning.
Okay? To the person on here that says stop bullying Andre. Nobody's bullying Andre about any motherfucking thing, okay? See, what y'all feel to realize is that every action has a reaction, okay? Bitch, okay? So I made my videos, I made my statements that I made. But prior to me making my video and making my live, I hit up Andre's PR team and asked Andre's PR team for us to keep this inside of the Mizrahi group. Andre made a new Mizrahi group, and I had the old Mizrahi group. And I said for Andre to keep this inside of the group. Andre went outside of the group and embarrassed the house once again, that I was going to take action to embarrass Andre like Andre continuously tries to embarrass everybody else. Andre said he was going live at one time. I waited until a half an hour after that time, and Andre did not go live. I left to go to the airport. As I was on my way going to the airport, Andre went live and tried to embarrass the house once again. So I embarrassed Andre. But y'all talk about stop bullying Andre. Nobody's Andre about a motherfucking thing. Nobody's trying to overthrow Andre about any motherfucking thing. Okay? It is always five sides to a motherfucking story when you have a big house as the House of Israel.
Well,
but every house goes through ups and downs. But every house is not being embarrassed and made look like a fool on motherfucking Facebook with the shit that they going through. Because the House of Scottish has problems, the House of Ebony has problems, the House of Balenciaga's has problems, the House of Muglia has problems, the House of Revlon has problems, Existence has problems, Vivian has problems. Every house has motherfucking problems. But their problems is not being dragged on Facebook and put out here to the whole world to embarrass people and to humiliate people. That is not what you do to people that you say that you care about. Yes, I disrespected Andre and I embarrassed Andre. But at the end of the day, Andre is still my father and I still love Andre. And I still hold Andre to a higher standard when it comes to things, when it comes to a lot of things. But what you're not going to continue to do is you're not going to continue to embarrass this legacy. And this name, bitch, that you claim that you built. Okay. Amaya, you're back. Amaya. Jason, you called Amaya.
Somebody text unmute them, and I did.
She's unmuted. So what are you talking about? It's your phone. It got to be your phone, Amaya.
Cricket.
Are y'all going to get him over?
Listen, let me tell you something, right? Everybody, okay? Nobody is given, and nothing is handed to
anybody. Can you hear me now, Kelly?
Yeah, we can.
Kelly was asking you something, but you didn't answer.
Let me tell you something. I'm gonna get back to that. But let me tell y'all something, okay? Nothing is handed to anyone in this scene. No one is better than the next person in this scene, baby, okay? Mitch, everybody, if you want to be a part of anything that's in this motherfucking scene, bitch, if you don't know somebody that knows somebody that's close to somebody that can actually pull you in, bitch, you just like every motherfucking body else, bitch. You got to get out here, bitch, and you got to put on your best motherfucking shoes, bitch, and your best Sunday motherfucking outfit, bitch, and you got to go out there and you got to audition just like every motherfucking body else. Ain't nobody motherfucking exempt from that motherfucking shit, bitch, unless you know somebody, bitch, that's going to actually pull you in, bitch, okay? Bitch, everybody that was a part of that show auditioned, bitch, and got in how they got in. If you wanted to be a part of it, should have been a part of it. If you girls want to be a part of it, they're about to start shooting season 2, and they're about to start taping for season 2, okay? And they're going to be having casting calls and auditions for season 2. And if you want to be a part of it, you got to get out here and put your best foot forward and get out here and get it. Nothing is handed to anybody because you've been around as long as you've been around, okay? And when people get that shit out of their head, it will make them a better person. And I'm not reading anybody, bitch. I'm just stating facts. Bitch, Halle Berry, all these motherfucking celebrities and actors that's out here, bitch, they got to audition just like everybody else, and they've been in the game for years. So what makes this person think that they exempt? That everybody else with screen actors, guilds, motherfucking references and titles and things, that they ain't got a motherfucking audition like everybody else. Taraji won a motherfucking part, bitch. She got to go motherfucking audition for the motherfucking part. I'm just saying.
Well, Halle Berry don't have to audition no more.
Girl, please.
No, they don't. Halle Berry, Denzel, certain people don't have to audition.
No.
Okay, so what was the question for me, Kelly? I'm back.
I was saying because Marcus kept saying that we need to stop saying that we're not Mizrahi, and I was saying that wasn't Marlon called out as a Mizrahi in Chicago and judged as a Mizrahi,
okay.
The girls' champion.
Okay. Let me get this over with. Marlon sat at the Mizrahi table because the car table was right on the side of them. So me and Marlon kikied a little bit because Marlon judged first half, I judged second half. Yes, Marlon judged as a Mizrahi. Yes, Marlon walked at LSS as a Mizrahi. And yes, the Mizrahi went up for him. Yes, Andre was sitting on the front row as that was happening.
Well, I didn't want to say your name, girl. Okay, and you can't be a ghost whisperer for him because you're my ghost whisperer. Okay, and I didn't want to say your name.
When Andre went home to Atlanta, Andre said Marlon is not a Mizrahi.
So the last message we got from Andre is, Marlon, you're still not in the house. So, and so I hear from Andre, you are the artist formerly known as Marlon Mizrahi.
Well, I'm the artist formerly known as Prince.
Mm.
That too.
We figured that out a long time ago.
Hey, Corey. Hey, bro. Listen, let me tell you something, bitch. At the end of the day,
Corey,
I don't know. At the end of the day, let me tell you.
Corey Chanel. Is that Corey Chanel?
No, that's not Corey 007, Miss Egg. That is the legendary. That's Corey. It's a Corey. It's a runway Corey, but not that legendary runway Corey. That is the legendary mother Corey, Miss Rahi, Miss Egg, from Oakland, California, honey.
Shout out to my hitter.
007.
Oh. Well, shout
out to Corey. Let me tell you something. We still think of the team, honey. Ain't shit gonna change, bitch. Ain't shit changing. Cause bitches are playing, they motherfuckers are playing checkers, and I'm playing motherfucking chess. And I'm about to show a bitch how you motherfucking checkmate a motherfucking bitch January 20th.
But okay. What if you get checkmated?
You can change the subject. Brooklyn Mona, you can go in your group and you can change the subject in your group if you want to. But my name is in lights over here. And I thank you. Okay. Yes. Oh, shit. God damn it, Gina. Damn it, Gina. Damn it, Gina. Damn it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Can we keep
so
it pushing?
Did
y'all talk about
to...
First Fridays and I was on the phone?
No, we didn't talk about First Fridays. Hold on, because yeah, we got 29 minutes left. So let's talk about First Fridays. Okay. So last Friday in Philadelphia. The icon, overall mother, Jason Prodigy, and I think Mike is alive in.
Right.
We said right.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they had First Friday. They had First Friday in Philadelphia. Grand prize was Open to All Realness for $1,000 dressed in all black. When I tell y'all, let me tell y'all something. The girls came out for First Fridays for that $1,000. Shout out to motherfucking Jason and shout out to Mike because the kids came out and they showed up for the $1,000. They also showed up for the $350 performance and one solid color from head to toe. And the kids in the play. Grand prize for the performance category went to Michaela Lavin for the girls. She got a pot for the girls. And grand prize for the boys went to Uno West, and he got a pot for the that all the boys put up. And then they had the battle for the $350, and Michaela won the $350. When I tell you, when it came down to the realness category, grand prize for drag's realness went to Precious Ebony. Grand prize for trans men realness went to Fabian Mizrahi. I don't remember the pretty boy name that won. He was the only person that walked, and he won. It was so many femme queens that came out for the category and walked the regular category. I think it was like 10 or 12 femme queens that came out and walked the category for the femme queens. But grand prize went to Brooke 007 for the femme queen portion of the category. His name was Pretty Boy was Rich, Balenciaga. Brooke 007 won for the Femme Queen Realness, and for legendary Realness, it was the Prodigy girl. I forgot her name. It's something with an N. Prodigy for Femme Queen Nina Prodigy won for legendary for the Femme Queen. Marquise won for the legendary Butch Queen, and It was a bunch of other Prodigy boys that won for the Thug Realness portion of the category. But at the end of the day, the kids came back out and they battled and they battled and they battled down. And grand prize went to Nina and the boys of the House of Prodigy for the $1,000. And I got a shout out to the woman in the House of Laven. She came out there and she performed down a woman's performance. She was one of the people that came out to battle Bitch Bo Down, honey. And shout out to her. Shout out to the House of Balenciaga for definitely winning the Open to All Runway for the coins as well. And that's all that I remember from the thing. I don't remember who won the what you call it. I don't remember who won the Virgin performance and things of that nature. I really love you. Her says you send me the flyer for the 16th. Okay. I got you. So Pack Rat. Oh, so he said Pack Rat. Ernie. So yeah. But yeah, shout out to everybody for First Friday, Sonny. And we got another First Friday coming up next month. Y'all can go on Facebook or whatever and find the flyer and stuff. Y'all know how to do free advertisement, honey. First Friday every month in Philly. Go on Facebook and find the information. And if you in Philadelphia, go ahead and check it out. Oh, and Tarzan, oh yeah, Tarzan Balenciaga, honey. One sex siren. Yes, he sure did win sex siren, honey. He won for the boys, and the woman from the House of La Ben that walked performance won for the girls for sex siren as well. So shout out to them for sex siren as well, honey. Okay? Yeah. And it was cute. It started about 12 o'clock. It was over by 2:30, honey, and I was back home in my house by 4:15. Very in and out. Honey, Marquis is my baby daddy. I think my nephew got a man, bitch, so you better stop saying that that's your baby daddy, honey. But his man attacked you, bitch, and beat you. Yeah.
So Marla, before the show ends, we've come up with five names for your house.
To rename
his house, so he'll have a name when he debuts. You gotta have a name.
Go ahead. What's
so
the name?
In the number five spotlight. Hold on, some people sending more ideas. Hold on.
The only house I want to be
in the number five spotlight. In the number five spotlight, the House of Spirit, Marlon.
The House
Spirit.
Of what?
Spirit.
Spirit Airlines.
As number.
Girl, as even thinking about Spirit Airlines, bitch. Nah.
That's
they
number
give
five.
The flux, bitch.
Number four. Ooh, the girls are fierce.
Keep it cute. I can't even see what they're saying, but who is it? What is it?
Number four. Ooh.
They said, you know what? I don't want to hear them because I don't feel like having to read nobody and get it to a little bit. So just
I'm so sorry. I had the window closed.
Marcus,
to everybody
just go ahead and text the name.
All your comments on YouTube. Sorry.
No. They want to read it out loud. They said number four is the House of Spirit.
They don't
want
to read it out loud, bitch. You know what? Let me get on this line. Hold on. Where you
come
on,
the House of Spirit.
Hold on a second. Before you finish it and before anybody on this phone is kicking, because I can't even see it yet. But, bitch, we all is it, you know, it's not really too many, you know, bitch, that could be falling out about anything, bitch. So,
no, I can't. I'm not a part of the House. I could never be in the House of Felons.
I'm in there. I'm in their booth, so.
No. Let me tell you something. We're going to, I'm going to name it Surviving Felon. You know, maybe you didn't actually do anything. Well, no, maybe you didn't get caught to get a felon, but, you know,
say,
majority of
well,
people.
Marla, if you don't like a felon, you can always say ex-offender.
Well, ballroom, like Lewis just said, ballroom is filled with a lot of felons, bitch. It's a lot of felons in ballroom.
It's a lot of fucking felons. Marcus, don't get me started.
But it's a lot of felons in ballroom.
A lot of drug addicts, a lot of nasty, you know, it's a lot of uneducated. It's a lot of, you know, it's a lot that goes on. You know, I would probably make a felon any day than the shit that they do,
hold
bitch.
Marlon, why did this go from, why did that go from 0 to 10 real quick?
Because, you know, because they said something, so then I can say the house, you know, but then I got girls, see, I be having girls that do certain things that I don't want to offend my girl because I don't have nothing to do with them, but bitch, okay, I take my felon, bitch. Keep going.
Keep going, number three.
If you
number
do coke, you do coke. If you're a felon, you're a felon. Don't be ashamed.
I'm not ashamed of my bitch. I'm a surviving felon. Bitch, going.
Number three.
Hello?
Number three.
Don't listen in.
Oof. Hold on. I'm going through. These girls are being disrespectful.
That's what it is?
No. I'm going through all the messages because these girls are very disrespectful. Every, it was different people that sent in their answers. Number three.
You're usually more organized.
House of Bundu.
The House of Bundu?
The House of Suck My Dick, bitch.
How you going to chant that? Marlon, suck, 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 suck. Girl, how are you going to chant that, girl? That's going to be.
Let me tell you.
The house
keep
the same.
Let me say this, right? And I don't want none of y'all to take this as shade, bitch, okay? And I don't want nobody to take this as shade. What I'm about to do, bitch, okay? But if I decided to leave the House of Mizrahi and leave my name.
You ain't got no choice, girl.
Listen, hold on. You are the bully bitches, honey, okay? And I'll see y'all all next week, Monday. And this is how I'm going to end the show, okay? If I decided to leave the House of Mizrahi, okay? If I decided to leave my name, a name has already been established if I decided to motherfucking leave, bitch. But I ain't going no motherfucking place, bitch, because ain't nobody putting me out a motherfucking thing, bitch, okay? And that's what I got to say, and I'll see y'all back here next week, motherfucking Monday, bitch. I don't give a fuck.
They already put you out.